Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you happen to get that second date, we're going to pay you $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, what's going on? It's Fred.
Fred, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
How can we help you this morning, Fred?
Okay, I'm calling in because I'm a little frustrated. I've been taking this young lady out, doing our thing, for, a few months. And, as far as I'm concerned, that's my baby. It's me and it's her against the world. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, all right.
I've been, doing what a man's supposed to do, paying the rent, paying the Boost Mobile, the kids need school clothes, kids need school shoes, the daddies ain't doing nothing. So, I'm an old school man, so you know what we do. We take care of our women,
Right.
It went from her calling, blowing my phone, whenever bills do, my phone blowing up. But lately, I ain't been hearing nothing from her.
How long have you all been doing your thing?
Oh, it's been a few months. Probably about 3 months now.
How old are you and how old is she?
I think she like 23. I'm like 52.
So listen, Fred, is this your first time with a much younger woman about half your age?
Oh, no. Fred, get down.
Okay.
Okay, Fred.
Hey, Fred, that might be why you can't find a Fred. All this getting down you're
okay.
doing.
Okay, you're getting down a lot there, Fred.
Fred, what's her name, Fred?
That's Tanisha. That's her name.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to make an attempt to get Tanisha on the phone. If we can get y'all back in the good grace and work things out, we got $100 for you, okay?
All right, cool.
No more.
All right. No, John.
No, I'm saying, what reason? What
I can't
reason?
Do this.
If a man, you hit a man, he sound like
he's
respectful.
Old.
He may be old, but he say he take care of the business, take all that.
What I'm saying
that young woman
she's
is
young. He's old. You know how many sugar daddies my little sugar baby ass done had?
Oh.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. I speak with Tanisha, please.
Is she?
Hey, Tanisha, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. Who it is?
Listen, nothing to be alarmed by. I'm calling you to check on you to make sure that you're good and life is good for you, sweetheart. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Man, I'm about to hang up the phone. Who is this playing on the phone?
Tanisha, ain't nobody playing on the phone. This is the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shawty Shawty, baby.
Good morning. Good morning. Please don't hang up on us, Tanisha. We want to talk to you.
Oh, hey, y'all. Girl, he about to get hung up on.
You
gonna, no, he do the most
I was just trying to make sure she was good. Tanisha, listen, we got a segment on our show called Second Date Update. And basically, somebody called up here looking for you, man. They said they wanted us to see if we could find you and find out what's going on in your world because they ain't talked to you in a minute.
Is this a joke?
This not a joke.
Girl, no, honey. His name is Fred. Do you know a Fred? He said y'all been together for like 3 months.
Mr. Fred, don't call
Did you say Mr.?
Yeah.
Did you say Mr.?
Mr. Fred.
I can't do nothing
with
her,
So you man. Call him Mr. Fred when y'all talk or you just call him Fred?
Mr. Fred.
So to his face?
Yes.
Girl.
So what's going on, Tanisha? Because the man sound like he really care about you and all this and stuff. And he said he take care of bills and take care of kids' shoes and clothes.
And you done dropped off the face of the earth. He can't find you no more, Tanisha.
I'm done with Mr. Fred. I'm not talking to Mr. Fred no more.
Why
you
not,
already
though?
Know what it is.
Well, he says he don't know what it is.
He said he don't know.
I can't, look, first of all, Mr. Fred is like 50-some years old. He know what was going on with me and him. He don't start liking me a little bit too much. I like the bills getting paid. He take care of my two little kids for me, all of that. But Mr. Fred want a kiss. I can't be kissing nobody who don't got no teeth. I really tried to put all that
okay,
inside.
Tanisha. Now, you knew how old the man was when you got with him, right?
Yes.
So, did you think about this part, or?
Mm-mm, because most old men don't even like the kids.
But Fred does.
Yeah, Mr. Fred, the first old man that want to kiss somebody in the mouth.
So
and
what?
I tried to do it, and when my tongue, like, he tried to give me some tongue, and, like, his dentist started, like,
girl,
that wiggling
girl,
in my mouth.
Please don't describe that. I don't want to know.
Wait a minute.
So what would you rather Mr. Fred want from you?
What all the other old men do? Nothing. Like, just rub on me, feel a little touchy-touchy here and there or whatnot. Mr. Fred wanted to do it.
So, damn, wait a minute. So
he just stopped talking to
me. So he don't have teeth in his mouth at all? Or
get off the man mouth. Well, okay.
He got some, but they, they dentures. Like, they come out. and heels need to be tightened up because they're a little too loose.
Girl, I'm not doing
that. Hey, man, we got Mr. Fred on the phone, Tanisha. I ain't know you were going to go up with it. Oh, my God. Fred, Mr. Fred.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm hearing this.
I'm sorry you had to, Fred.
All Mr. Fred, why you don't call the radio people? Why you do that, Mr. Fred?
Look, I called in to get help to get some clarification because that's what we do. We don't like to have no misunderstandings. But in this case, we got a very clear misunderstanding. When I met you, Miss Tanisha, I told you what it was, baby. I told you I take care of you. You take care of me. Fair point.
Mr. Fred, I do take care of you in other kind of ways, but you know, the kissing and the mouth stuff, we can't do that, Mr. Fred.
Girl, I cannot do this with either of you right now. Okay.
The only thing you done took care of is raising my blood pressure after this talk.
All right, Mr. Fred. Yes.
Mr. Fred, listen, what do you want? What's the outcome? What you want out of this outcome, Mr. Fred? Because obviously you like this woman.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I like her a lot. You know, she a good woman. She got, you know, beautiful kids, you know, and I don't mind being there for like a man's supposed to be. But I'm just saying, you know, you got to, you know, be there. I understand, you know what I'm saying? You don't like all the kissing and all that. No, we can work on that.
She but
when I'm
going to
take care of you, baby, you got to bend a little bit.
See, Mr. Fred, you be talking so much. You so deep.
He too deep?
You don't like that either?
That's all these young girls want is somebody who going to play around with them. I don't play games. If I'm in there, I'm both feet in.
Ooh.
Oh, Lord.
Both
I think she wants you to be about 2.5.
You gonna stay on the boat or you going to jump out? Just trust and believe I got a whole Rolodex that I can float.
Well, you better.
A Rolodex.
Come on, Mr.
Tanisha, what you going to do? You going to stay on or you going to jump out?
What you do?
I'm going to drown, Mr. Fred. I'm gone. Wow.
Fred, I hope you weren't blessed and you gotta break that Rolodex out.
Wait, this gonna end like this. Are you serious, Mr. Fred? Take care of you and them beautiful kids and you just gonna jump out the boat?
I got about 3 more men by here.
Tanisha. You ain't right. Nice,
what, when that rent's due in a couple of days, make sure you miss over 3.
Oh, okay then, Daddy, Mr. Fred. It ain't gonna go down for you this time. Go on and hit that Rolodex, pimp. On behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, y'all will not be getting $100. Atlanta. Let's talk about Tanisha and Mr. Fred. Mr. Fred seems like he a good guy, but Tanisha says she about to jump off and drown. Keep her right here, 443-520-945. Streets 945.